The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome. And you're a homeowner, right?
I am.
Did you make any big changes to your place after you bought it?
Yeah, it seems like it was one thing after another. We did the kitchen, the siding, the windows, the doors. We even had a structural issue. How about you, Gil?
Festival of structural issues.
Oh, boy. Well, we've emerged on the other side.
The person who owned the house before used beautiful things and put them in all badly. But we had a home inspection, so we were forewarned, and it was pretty right on.
Oh,
for
good.
A lot of first-time home buyers, a fixer-upper can be a budget-friendly option, though, if you're willing to put up with the work and the chaos that kind of comes along with doing renovations.
Absolutely, Gil. And while it's true, it can be trying at times to remodel a home, there's definitely ways you can lessen that stress. So I have about four ways to stay zen while you're in the midst of a remodel.
All right. Where do we start with staying zen?
Well, how about the front door itself? Because when you pull into your driveway or walk up your walkway to your house and see a welcoming front entry, it's going to make you feel a lot happier to be home, even if there's a disaster zone waiting for you inside. And you don't have to go all out. You could install a new entry door that'll brighten the space. And if you had a steel entry door, which is usually a very inexpensive option, you can recoup all of your costs once you sell, according to Remodeling Magazine's Cost versus Value report. So it's a smart project, too.
Very nice. So what do we do once we're through the door and inside the house?
So you want to make the space as clutter-free as possible, and you want to definitely think about storage.
Yeah, storage is huge for people now. It's hard to relax in your living room when you're just surrounded by displaced pots and pans from the kitchen remodel you're doing.
Exactly. So one great idea is to install an organization system in your basement or garage, because then it can hold all the items that are without a home now during the remodel, so that when the renovations are done, it can store all the other odds and ends and seasonal items that you're bound to accumulate as you settle into your house.
What about the items you need more often, though?
Well, I recommend you build or add shelves and closets or create storage space under a window seat or a banquette bench before or during the remodel. And again, the storage will be helpful long term too, but it can find a place for things that are displaced now.
Okay, so what's Zen idea number three?
Well, cozy up the rooms you'll be spending the most time in during the remodel. So before a big remodel, do a quick mini makeover of your master bedroom or the kitchen if you're not remodeling one of those now. Because think about it, a cozy bedroom is going to be a sanctuary after a long day of DIY or working or coming home to this mess. So invest in some soothing lighting for a nice glow, or add a crown molding to make the space feel polished. Fresh coat of paint is one of the fastest ways to spruce up a room. Especially since it's your sanctuary, you want to create a calming atmosphere. So understated colors and muted tones like pale lavenders, light grays, greens, and wispy blues are really lovely.
Okay, now what about in the kitchen?
Speaking of color again, white is always a timeless choice for kitchens. And you could paint the walls, or you could do the cabinets and add some new hardware to make, you know, a big impact at a small cost. Even backsplash is another good DIY project that you can do in a weekend. It'll just make you feel more organized and zen.
Okay, so we've got time for one last tip for a zen remodel.
You want to create a getaway space. So if you're doing this during good weather period, if you have a deck or patio or a nice backyard, you can literally shut the door on your remodeling mess and sit outside and take a breather. And it's a really good project anyway, because a wooden deck has a lot of great long-term ROI for your home. And it's often a budget-friendly way to expand your home's living space, because compare the cost of a new deck at about $8 to $30 per square foot with $150 to $300 per square foot if you were going to add a home addition or something.
Yeah, wow, that's a bargain. Anything else I can do for that outdoor space?
You know, a lot of folks focus on their backyards, but front yard patios are gaining in popularity, so that's something to consider. And it'll improve your curb appeal, which is always a nice complement to your resale value and to that front door that upgrade we already talked about, because it's a welcoming way to come home to a home that's in a little bit of disarray. So we have a great slideshow on cool front yard patio ideas at houselogic.com/radio.
I will check that out. Christina, thank you as always. And for more tips on staying zen during your remodel, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, stay zen. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, you too.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.